Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Prateek Mehta, partner at Deloitte India. Now, amidst the coronavirus outbreak, a lot of things have changed. We've started working from home, learning is happening from home, training is also happening from home. There is also a lot of change in the way the L&D mechanism also works across Indian corporates. And Deloitte also has come up with some interesting insights around the same. So let us hear from Prateek on what are some of the things. Hello, Prateek. Welcome to the show.
Saraswati, thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Prateek, first of all, you have come up with some recent interesting insights on the way, learning across the Indian companies is changing. So overall, how will content delivery change in offices amidst COVID?
So Saraswati, this is a very interesting question. Content delivery is going to take a slightly newer form. We did the research with a large number of organizations in a partnership with MHRDM. And, we realized that at least 40% of all content delivery, which used to happen, let's say, earlier through your instructor-led training sessions, which is basically your physical classroom sessions, is going to permanently move to a virtual platform. And what we also realized, surprisingly, was that in some organizations, the ambition is to move nearly 90% of all of this type of learning towards a virtual platform. So virtual is very much here to stay. People have started seeing a benefit of it. There is a cost advantage associated with it. There is a scalability advantage associated with it. And, therefore, you're going to see this sort of evolution of learning happen over a period of time.
Okay. But, would we also see more customized L&D programs across organizations?
Yeah, you will. So, again, here we are seeing in the learning and development organizations take a very evolved view of this. In a lot of cases where learning is where the learning content is generic, or let's say it is for a subject area of where content is freely available, or let's say available at a nominal cost using any of our online MOOCs, most organizations will want to leverage that. Having said that, organizations will always have specialist content which they want, which they want to develop for themselves. Let's say it's on a particular technology, or it's on a bespoke system, or it's on a particular technical subject which requires that sort of a specialized focus. In that case, organizations will focus towards building this content. In fact, once again, if I go back to the survey results, we saw that 74% of the organizations are actually keen towards building content which is very contextualized to their organizations, to their requirement. They're not very keen on buying simply off-the-shelf content which is not eventually going to meet their requirement.
Okay, but then companies have also been talking about these Netflix-style libraries, but we haven't really seen too much movement on that. So with this, should we see that final nudge happening?
Yeah, actually, it's already started happening for us to a large extent. We have so many clients who we are having conversations with, which have adopted this particular type of virtual technology, which is known as a learning experience platform. And a learning experience platform fundamentally sits on top of a learning management system, and it helps create that Netflix-style environment where learners get a library to choose from, and they're able to choose subjects which are not only relevant for them from a business perspective, but also subjects which they're truly passionate about. While I won't name names, one very large service provider in this space actually offers a content library of nearly 50 to 60,000 courses for all their clients. And the topics range from things like, let's say, learning about artificial intelligence or learning about R and Python, to even skills around developing around your photography skills, or let's say, skills around building your executive presence and so on. So a lot of organizations have actually started doing that. In fact, in our own study, we saw that nearly 44% of organizations wanted to pivot towards this sort of an approach where they're able to provide learners with a basket of programs to really pick and choose from.
Okay. But again, Prateek, there has also been, related economic challenges and financial implications of COVID-19. But would you think that, investments as far as the LMS systems would still continue to be on the rise?
Yeah, actually, Saraswati, it's such a nice point that, there is, it's actually a situation where if you look at over the past 1 year, and if you go to any organization, the likelihood is that they would have had a significant cut in their learning budget. In fact, in the last year, nearly 75% organizations have actually slashed their overall learning budget as well as their HR budget quite a bit. And you know, when I say quite a bit, it's actually more than, you know, 20%. Yet, even with the limited budget which they have, majority of them have actually chosen to invest this limited fund towards, you know, either putting in place a learning management platform or to putting in place a learning experience platform. To my mind, you know, this action simply underscores the importance of, you know, learning on the go, of, you know, using digital as a platform to create, you know, scalability around learning. So you know, hope that sort of answers your question around the importance of this.
Yes, sir. One last question from my side. You know, of course, employee engagement and other things are also important. But through the whole L&D programs, could we also see more bite-sized content modules getting popular so that, you know, probably employees can even learn on the go in their, say, tablets or smartphones and other things?
In fact, bite-size is the way going forward. Increasingly, more and more employees want to consume information in small packets. You know, gone are the days where people used to sit through and plow through, let's say, 30 and 45 minutes and 1 hour long e-learning sessions. If you go online and if you access any of the MOOCs today, right, and there are quite a few popular ones. And if you subscribe to any of their courses, you'll actually see learning is being delivered to you in, you know, short video bursts or in short content bursts, right? Each content burst is anywhere between 3 minutes to eight minutes. At the most, it stretches itself out to, let's say, 10 to 12 minutes. But generally, it's never beyond that. And the reason for that is the human attention span is decreasing more and more. And that means, you know, if you want to keep your learner engaged, you need to keep your content crisp, to the point, and, you know, it must essentially address the burning question. So, in my opinion, nano learning is here to stay, and it's only going to increase going forward.
Thank you, Prateek. Thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you so much, Saraswati. Appreciate the time.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure you listeners have gained a lot of insights from listening to the expert on the show. If you have any topic that you want us to cover or have any comments to offer, please write to us on ncpodcast@nwat.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on virtual.com.